Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 461, How to Help 93% of Your Employees Feel More Productive, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator, and if you've heard the show before, you know that I'm here every single day, including weekends and holidays, to bring you some great blog posts that help you improve your business life. And today we're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Help 93% of Your Employees Feel More Productive, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Just recently, Forbes published an article reporting that only 7% of workers feel productive during the workday. 7%! Just think about that for a minute. 93 out of 100 employees don't feel like they can get their work done. And if they don't feel like they're getting their work done, guess what? Let's just say they could be doing a lot more. What do they blame? Interruptions from colleagues, stress from commuting, and office politics. All typical office the stuff you see on shows like The Office. These things kill productivity. More than that, though, they suck the life out of work, killing job satisfaction, making it difficult to be creative, and all but snuffing out otherwise proactive employees. Forbes is right about one thing. Quote, if only a small percentage of your people feel like they're getting their best work done during their allotted working hours, something is clearly broken in the traditional workplace model. End quote. So what do they recommend? Allowing employees to work from home. And that's where I call bullshit. Now, I'm not one to talk. I've worked from home 100% of the time for the past 10 years. But working from home is not the solution to feeling more productive. After all, some days I'm productive, and some days I watch cat videos on YouTube until my coffee thermos gets cold. But here's the million-dollar question. What is it that makes for a productive day? How can we create an environment where employees leave work not only feeling like they got done, they actually did? Reducing interruptions, commuting stress, and office politics. First, if your team is getting interrupted by their colleagues, your team may not have a believable schedule to meet. It's also possible they don't have the communication structure to talk or vent at appropriate times. Second, if your team is stressed out about commuting, then they may not have, know, or believe in their mission. They may not have the drive and direction that makes things like commuting a necessary evil instead of a stressor. Finally, if your team is bothered by office politics, they may not be clear on their goals, or aren't unified, or don't understand their role in the team. They may not know what they have to do, by when, and who's counting on them to get the job done. In other words, while Forbes may have correctly identified employee problems leading to a lack of productivity, their solution, working from home, isn't the answer. What Forbes failed to notice is that interruptions, commuting stress, and office politics can all be drastically reduced with good leadership. Good is good enough. Notice I didn't say great leadership. Good is good enough. Leadership is a topic that's been studied, written about, and practiced for centuries. There are no tricks, no special secret techniques, just fundamentals. Good leadership fundamentals provide a framework for getting you and your team productive, period. But you didn't read all this way just to hear good leadership is the answer. So what exactly, precisely, am I talking about? Let's start here. By being clear, consistent, and authentic about your company's purpose, you can foster engagement, loyalty, productivity, collaboration, and innovation among your team. I suggest the following actions. 1. Unify your leadership team. The most important action a leader can take to create clarity of purpose and foster high productivity is to make sure that his or her leadership team is in true agreement and commitment to the same vision for the organization. You simply cannot be productive if you don't understand where your company is heading and why. If the leadership team has even subtle, unresolved disagreements regarding priorities, it will trickle down in the organization in the form of dissension, and in turn will damage productivity. Therefore, the leader has the responsibility to bring his or her team together regularly and have a candid dialogue on purpose and priorities, to work through disagreements, and to develop the messaging that articles the purpose to staff and stakeholders. 2. Constantly and consistently communicate. There is no such thing as too much communication when it comes to reinforcing and clarifying purpose. It should be featured in all leadership communications, consistently and enthusiastically. However, it is important to make sure these messages are communicated in ways that are relatable and practical. For example, what does it look like to express purpose and values as we work every day? Tell stories about examples of where purpose and values have been genuinely expressed. Conversely, if purpose and values are communicated as generic corporate speak, they can become meaningless and hurt employee engagement. If all levels of leadership are sharing and promoting the same messaging around purpose, it will translate to productive planning and decision-making reflected in corporate policies, procedures, and standards. At this level of alignment, employees can directly understand how their day-to-day work influences and advances the purpose of the organization. 3. Connect your team to the big picture. Whether it's your purpose statement, a larger project goal, or a combination of both, the big picture is the reason your employees head into work every morning. Not pay raises, not bonuses, the big picture. Once you meet their basic salary and benefit needs, they stay on board because they know who they are working for. They believe what you believe. And instead of being a number in a 1,000-person company, they are a name and a face and a difference maker. Their contributions matter and they can feel it. This is a tremendous advantage for a business that will inspire loyalty, productivity, and pride in every one of your employees. By being clear, consistent, and authentic about your company's purpose, you can foster engagement, loyalty, productivity, collaboration, and innovation among your team. 4. Employ a coaching leadership style. Coaching is one of the quickest and more effective ways to develop confident and self-reliant leaders. It is a significant source of opportunity and motivation for employees who are eager to learn and take on more responsibility. It encourages creativity and responsible risk-taking. A coaching style is rooted in having a genuine interest and belief in your employees. It emphasizes feedback and problem solving. It means trusting employees with big tasks and new challenges without being afraid of hitting bumps in the road along the way. And 5, implement good project management processes. Many business owners describe their projects as unraveled, overwhelming, chaotic. What a terrible way to work. It's no wonder only 7% of employees feel productive. Once you have aligned your leadership staff and communicated the big picture to your employees, it's time to implement some basic, at the very least, project management processes in your organization. Not a running to-do list, not even something fancy or cumbersome, just a basic process that follows the fundamentals of standard project management techniques. How to help 93% of your employees feel more productive. None of this is rocket science, but this all requires discipline, which is where you come in. If you were stunned by the statistic that only 7% of employees feel productive during the workday, it's time to take action. We've given you a few tips and techniques here. 1. Unify your leadership team. 2. Constantly and consistently communicate. 3. Connect your team to the big picture. 4. Employ a coaching leadership style. And 5, implement good project management processes. Use these tips and watch your employee productivity soar. Even if you only achieve a 14% feeling of productivity, you'll have doubled your employee satisfaction, output, and results. And that in and of itself would be incredible. You just listened to the post titled, How to Help 93% of Your Employees Feel More Productive by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Michael. He is a family man, entrepreneur, business professional, fitness nut, organization freak, productivity junkie, and the author of Home Early, a book about destroying distraction, becoming powerfully productive, and finishing work before dinner. You can get the first chapter of his book for free with a bunch of worksheets as well to go along with it right on his site, michaelmehlberg.com. And his last name is spelled M-E-H-L-B-E-R-G. So come check that out and show him some support. And that's going to do it for today. I thank you as always for being here and listening all the way through and for clicking follow or subscribe in the podcast app of your choice if you haven't done it already. And I will be right back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.